Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I understand that history isn't being taught in the schools the way it once was. And this is really unfortunate because history seems to repeat itself over and over again in many ways and many forms. And it also repeats itself in business. Think about all the businesses that you've known that were very successful and are no longer successful. What about Sears? In 1980, Sears was the leading retailer in the United States of America. What happened? Radio Shack. Can you imagine? Radio Shack was on the forefront of computers. They were just everywhere with electronics. You know, that's the place where you went. You know, if you wanted an answering machine, if you wanted a computer, if you were a hobbyist, you went to Radio Shack. Where's Radio Shack? We could go on and on and on with these companies. It's just like they were here, they were big, they were successful. What about the shopping centers? The enclosed shopping centers were the place. They were the town square. And now they're struggling. It used to be you had to have a pedigreed to get a space in an enclosed shopping center. Now they'll just be glad to rent to you. And how many of those shopping centers have closed and aren't existing anymore? So it's really important that what happens when your business is at the top of its game. Do you really understand that being at the top of the mountain only puts you in a position where you can fall off the mountain? It puts you in a position where you can't get an ego and say, you know, whoa, I'm up here. I'm doing really great. Money's flowing in. Don't have to change a thing. Don't have to look at anything. Don't have to care about anything. I'm just going to ride the wave. And when you ride the wave comes into shore, and pretty soon the wave isn't there anymore. There's no energy. So it's really important to understand if you are not successful or moderately successful, you are working to become more successful. If you are on top of your game and you couldn't ask for more, you have to double your efforts to stay there. The more successful you are, the more business you do, the more employees you have, the more profits you make, the more you have to be on guard. The more you have to be paying attention, the more you have to be aware of what's going on in your industry, the more you have to be aware of what's changing. It takes so much time and effort to get there. But once we get there, I want to make sure that you stay there. So always be reviewing your business plan. If you don't have one, please make one. Be looking at your staffing. Be looking at your marketing materials. Be looking at everything. And don't just think because you're on top today that you're still going to be on top tomorrow. I want you to be on top tomorrow, and I'm sure you do too. But to stay there, you need to realize what it's going to take. And it's going to take a great deal of effort. It's taken a great deal of effort to get there. It's going to take a great deal of effort to stay there. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.